We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavib Menachem Shem Chanyakov and Pirichos Eliyahu. We are in Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We learned in the previous Mishnah that a bika, a state tvua, a wheat field, stam, which means if there's no particular minog, we assume it's in that you don't have to put up a fence there, and therefore one person wants to put up a fence, we don't demand, we don't force the other one to pay to give some of the space of his field for the wall, for the fence, nor to pay for it, or nor to pay for half of it. Why? Because there's no hezek ria invasion of privacy applies to a chatzah, to a courtyard. People use the courtyard, they bake, they do their laundry in those days. So that we understand that hezek ria, you can force the other person to participate. But a bik or state tvua, you don't have to. Our Mishnah is dealing with a case where there's potential gain for a person even when it's in a case of a bikra, as the Mishnah will explain. Hamakiv eschaveru mishalo shruchosav. You have a case where Reuven has a field, and now Shimon buys three fields that surround Reuven's field. And what did Shimon do? V'gadar es harishona, ves hashniya, ves hashlishis. And Shimon now puts up a fence, puts up a wall between one field, the second and the third, which means if he's putting a fence between his field and Reuven's field, so now Reuven also has a fence between his field and Shimon's field. And it's now surrounding Reuven's field on three sides. Says the Mishnah, Ein Mechayven Oso, here we don't make Reuven pay for anything. Why not? Because he doesn't really gain much from this. This is a stay bika. There's no invasion of privacy. His area is not completely surrounded. Animals can still get in, so there's nothing he really gains from this at all. However, if now Shimon puts up a fourth fence now between his field and Reuven's field, so what ends up happening? Ends up now Reuven's entire field is surrounded because of the four fences that Shimon placed between his field and Reuven's field, since Shimon owns now, let's say, four fields around the whole area. So Reuven gains from this. Here, we are Mechayev him to pay. What did Mechayev him to pay? He has to pay for half the price of the fences, but the Gemara says only the value of a wall of reeds, which is the cheapest price. Could be that Shimon put up an expensive fence of bricks, of stone. Reuven doesn't have to pay for half of that. He'll pay for half the price of assuming that the fields were surrounded by, were separated by fences made of reeds. He'll pay for half of that. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Amar de Gadar Asaravis, Milgal Gedolov Asakol. If there are different ways to understand Rabbi Yossi. First way is like this. Let's say we talk about the case of the Reisha, where Shimon has these three fields and three walls are surrounded, are separated between his field and Reuven's, his three fields and Reuven's field in the middle. So Reuven doesn't really gain from this. But Reuven gets up and puts up a fourth fence, which allows his area to be completely surrounded. So what does he show? He shows, I'm very happy with the other three fences that were up. So by being Megala Das, by revealing that this is something he was happy with, he was interested in, we now require him to pay for half of all of the walls. So that's what it means here. This is contra Biosi. It's only when Reuven stands up and puts up that fourth wall, that's when the Galgil of Asakol, he has to pay half of the expenditure of all the fences that were there, even on the other three sides. He shows he was interested in that. Now, others claim that what the Mishnah here means is that not that Rabbi Yossi is speaking about where Reuven put up the fourth wall. No, Shimon put up the fourth wall, like we were discussing before. But here, putting up the fourth wall, now Galgil of Asakol, now we make Reuven pay for everything. Reuven, why? What does it mean, Megalon of Sakol? Isn't that what the Tanakhama said? Tanakhama also said when Shimon put up the fourth wall, we now make him pay for half the expenditure of all four walls. So the difference is that the Rabbi Yossi believes that you'd have to pay for the price of the real wall. Brick, stone, whatever it is, Reuven has to pay for all four when Shimon puts up that fourth wall, assuming like the second interpretation of that Shimon put up the fourth wall, not Reuven. The Tanakhama said he also has to pay for half, but only has to pay for half of walls of reeds, not walls of stone or whatever walls that Shimon put up. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. We go back to the topic of Mishnah Aleph. Two people have a chatzer and they own it b'shutvus and they split the chatzer. We said they can force, where they do, even though it's a sadeh she'ein bo din chaluka, each one is going to get less than four amos each. Nonetheless, if they choose to, they can make an agreement. Then they're required that they want to split it. They have the right to do that. But now each one can force the other one to build a wall between them. because it has a kriya. So our Mishnah is coming to teach us that the shiur, the height, the height of the wall that the two shutin have to join together with is 4 amos. Anything more than 4 amos, you can't force the other person to pay for. Says the Mishnah like this: Kosel chatzer shanafal. You had a wall, and they already had a wall between the two shutin, and now it fell down. So here the chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though originally there was an agreement the wall was going to be higher than 4 amos, so now a higher wall than higher than 4 amos fell down, and they have to build it anew. We could only force one another to rebuild the wall up until 4 amos, not more than that. 4 amos is enough to prevent hezek ria, to prevent invasion of privacy, and therefore that's all you could require one to do, even though the wall may have been taller before. Becheskas shenasan ad sheyavi raya shelo nasan. But the Mishnah is telling us like this. Let's say after the wall was built, one of the neighbors says to the other, by the way, you owe me half the price of the wall. You never paid. And he says, what are you talking about? I paid you already. So says the Mishnah, b'cheskas shenasan, there's an assumption, there's a presumption, he has a chazaka that he already paid for it. Why? Since everybody knows this halacha, that when you have shutvim and they join together, they have to join together to pay for the wall, there's no way anyone would have started building the wall without having the payment of the other person. So there's a chazaka he paid already. Unless he brings a raya, the toveya, the one who's demanding money, brings a raya, let's say edim, that he didn't, the person didn't pay up his half, so then of course then he would have to pay up half. Me'arba amosulamala ed mechayvino. So as we explained, if one person wants to make the wall higher than 4 amos, you cannot make him pay for it, for the extra money. You want to make it higher, you pay for that yourself. But let's say you had one person who made it higher than 4 amos. Samach lo kosel acher. And after that, the other guy, the neighbor, makes his own wall and makes it that high as well. Let's say the other guy made it 6 amos. And now Reuven needs 6 amos. Shimon now makes another wall in his property of his own, and he makes it 6 amos tall. And there's a plan maybe now to put a roof over to connect the two walls. So that's what Shimon did. And Shimon's saying, I'm not paying for a 6 amos wall on your side. I'm only paying up to 4 amos. So the halacha is that we can demand of him that he pays for the 6 amos wall, the other 6 amos wall, to pay for half root, because if you made your own 6 amos wall, so obviously you're happy with the height of this wall, so you have to pay for half of a height, half of a 6 amos wall, and not only of a 4 amos wall, because obviously you showed that you're very happy with that height. Even if there was no ceiling literally placed to connect the two walls, nonetheless, we make him to pay half of a 6 amos wall. He showed he obviously likes that height. In this case, after, let's say, Shimon built his 6 amos wall next to Reuven's wall, and Reuven says, okay, Shimon, it looks like you're very happy with the height. I want you to pay me for half of a 6 amos wall now. And he said, what do you mean? I paid you already for a 6 amos wall. The halacha is b'chesk shalonasan. The chazaka, he did not pay for it at sheyavi yirayah shenasan, until we have a proof that he paid. Why? Because this is not known by everybody, that Shimon would have to pay for that extra 2 amos because he decided to make his own wall 6 amos high. Since people aren't aware of this, so therefore we assume that the person did not pay until he's and he's demanded and he makes that demanded based in. So therefore the assumption is Shimon did not pay, and Reuven has every right to demand that money from Shimon, unless Shimon has aided him that he already paid.